Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Monday, February 9th. I was going to say December for some reason. I don't know. My mind is just not all here. I'm fighting a cold. I haven't gotten sick, like in 3 years. I went to Texas over Christmas break. And down there it was in, you know, the 70s, and it was humid one day. Oh, my gosh. And then it got really cold that night. And then you come back here, and, you know, it's below freezing, wind chill, and 11.9 inches of snow. And I think it wreaked havoc on my immune system. But Friday, I woke up, and I was feeling kind of run down, and Saturday, Sunday, and today, I just feel kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to say burnt toast, but mushy burnt toast. I'm hoping that everybody's still enjoying February. I know I am. I'm really enjoying listening to the new people, getting to know the new participants. And I'm hoping that those individuals that have become MIA after like the first or second day, I hope they come back. And if they find, you know, if you find a challenge or a topic on that particular day that you want to do, do it. I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do this whole thing. And the whole thing about judging is that please do not, and I know it's very difficult to say that, to do it, don't be afraid that you're going to be judged that you didn't do it right. It's not that at all. I found when I was the new person, that I just spoke what was on my mind. I didn't, at first, I'll have to say no, wait a minute. I think more now about being judged because people actually know me after being here for a couple of years. It's like, oh, I shouldn't say that. Oh, man, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. But when I first started, nobody knew who I was, so I really didn't care. But I heard Paul, Omani Blog, say about, you know, you can dip in and dip out of this challenge, this day to day. You know, some people do one and then you don't hear from them, and then they do another one and they go, oh yeah, I can relate to this one. I can, you know, throw in my 2 cents, and that's quite all right. The whole thing behind it was to push the member, the user of Audio Boo at the time, to do audio every day. Okay, well, what audio am I going to do every day? What if I don't have anything to say? Well, we'll come up with something, and then we'll talk about that thing. And I swear, once you do the February audio challenge and you get used to it and you get your feet wet, and then Audio Mo comes around in June and you're like, oh, what am I going to record? Oh, man, it's piece of cake. Because you really don't have to think. You can just record. The whole thing is just to push yourself to do it every day. That's all. It's like all the other challenges out there. The one that I do for my blog, it's posting photographs, a photograph a day for the month of February. And it challenges me to do that, to come up with something to post, to take a picture of. There are several things on the internet, challenges, whether it's writing or photography or audio. there are just lots and lots of things out there. But I just, words of encouragement, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. Don't feel like you're going to be judged, because there's no right or wrong answer. It's like feelings. They're neither right nor wrong. They just are. And it's giving others an opportunity to get to know you. It's almost like, and I think it was Calm Waters had mentioned to me, or in audio. I've heard so many, it's hard to keep them straight. You know, it's kind of like, oh, if you give a party and nobody shows up. Yeah, I thought of that too. What happens if I do this and nobody does it? Oh my God, how embarrassing. But then people come to your party and you introduce them, hey, this is so-and-so, and you start talking and you chit-chat, and that's basically what you're doing during this audio challenge. You're sharing your opinions and your experiences so that others get to know you. Okay, maybe I was just thinking, maybe you don't want people to get to know you. And then the thought occurred to me, then why would you be on a social network, on a website, if you didn't want anybody to know you? There's all types of personalities. People are different. And some people click, some people don't. But you listen to them and their audio, and you can say, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I had a similar experience. And then you go from there. Who knows where a friendship or two people communicating just here can go? And it goes back to being judged. When you listen to someone and or you look at their avatar and you go, oh, I don't know. I don't think so. But you have to remember, there are a few reasons why people judge. And I think of that one, there's you despise in others what you hate in yourself. And that there's something, and I think there was another one of not jealous of the other person, but the other person has something that you wish you had, some kind of personality, personality trait, and then you judge them harshly because you don't have it. And then, of course, that insecurity, and then you judge that person. Yeah, I just, you'll have to forgive me, because doing these when one is not well, they just sound kind of, not silly, but, you know, the brain doesn't work at the capacity in which it should. But just, you know, answer what you can. Hashtag it. Always hashtag it, because I'm always out there looking for Februarys. And have fun. And we only got 2 more weeks. Piece of cake. Slam dunk. And if you have any questions or anything, just get a hold of me. Let me know. I will be more than willing to help or to do what I can for you. Thanks for listening, guys. Laterness.